in a now day, and we need them now. And I don't care who you are on planet Earth, we need him now. A now God in a now situation and ready to enter into your struggles, like these folks, this gal that sang this, I'm sure she could tell stories about why she was singing it, whether it be her friends, family, whether it be society that she's singing to. It's all over. We need God. We need Jesus. And I was thinking about it. It says, everyone has a story. Everybody has a story, right? Wow, you know, I mean, if it was myself, I could sit down and I could tell you stories about, you know, being so relying on God because it was out of my control. And sometimes I don't know if that isn't the place where he wants us to live, because he's in control, but we are out of control in these situations because there's nothing we can do except God. You got to show up. You know, when the 13 doctors show up and they say, there's no chance, and you're not a doctor, you're not one of them, but they're telling you this. But I do want to tell you there's a God that is in control, amen? And when he moves in, what's so nice about it, you don't have to live that strength because it's not in you to live that strength. It's God's strength to live in us. And so when we take, and that's why I'm glad that he told me about the eternal home before I got there. You know what I mean? I'm so glad that after 2-3 weeks after knowing where I came from and where I was going, it was so powerful. Because then everything in between is an optional deal, isn't it? You know, I'm going to live with Jesus forever. I'm going to be with him. But he's the now God on earth. He's released the faith now. Amen? And so we were at prayer meeting yesterday, and we were praying for special areas and people's lives, and whether it was nations, whether it was people. But I just going, wow, God, we need you now. And there was a friend that had shared that song with me, a young friend that shared that song with me, and I thought it was very appropriate for tonight or for today. Amen. And saying everyone has a wound to be healed. I want to believe, I really want to believe this is a beautiful thing that I'm going through, but do we ever see that? It's a tough deal when you're going through it. I mean, this song really was capturing something of, sometimes we say, well, you just have to have faith. But you know, faith comes with a winning of a man's soul or a woman's soul, your mind, will, and emotions. And you'd say, well, you can't function in your mind, will, and emotions. You have to function in your mind, will, and emotions. That's how God made you. That's how God is. And so here we are trying to figure it out, trying to run this faith trip, because we know that faith will get us there. But the fact is, we have faith towards God. Amen? And then that gets us there. And the very first day I believed, I didn't save myself. I didn't tell me that I was going to heaven. There was a spirit, the Holy Spirit, and then people began to share with me the purpose of my actions now. They didn't go back, thank God. You know, that could have been a world of hurt going back to your actions, but the God of the now is living now. And I really believe that for each of us today, that if we could grasp that, we would be better, we would be a much greater testimony, and that we will see what God has promised. Thank you for the eternal home. Everything else is optional. And he chooses how we're going to get to the eternal home. Amen? You know, like, okay, well, I know where I'm going. I'm going to heaven. Well, that's good. What about the next 40 years that you're going to spend on planet Earth? And so I can't let go. I can't move on. I want to believe there's meaning here. There's got to be meaning. What I'm looking for the meaning here today. What's this going to mean for my brothers, my sisters? What's this going to mean for myself today? How am I going to react today by understanding that God's word is eternal? Not only him being eternal, not only heaven is there, but his word is eternal. And I was just looking a scripture in Isaiah 48. It says, the grass withered, the flower faded, but the word of God stands forever. And so we can, we understand times, especially in the fall, all the leaves fell off these last 2 weeks. How dare you? You know, how dare you let the leaves fall off? But that happens yearly. And we understand the seasons, but then we have to go to say there is an eternal truth called the Word of God that we can go to, that we can bank on. And when he says something, he means exactly what he says. Now, he's not going to tell you exactly how you're going to get from this point to that point, you know, in the light of eternity, but he'll get you there. And he'll get you through, and there'll be miracles, there'll be signs, there'll be wonders, if we can get rid of our old thinking, okay? Our old thinking, we have so many old thoughts because we have so much movement of revelation in the years that we've lived in. From 1960 to 2018, we've had so much revelation that it's mind-blowing. I mean, if the rest of the people back from 1960 back would have that type of revelation, we would have had, you know, major revival like we have on earth today. I mean, the Muslims are being revived, they can't do that. Oh, yes, God can. And he does it in a way that only God can do it. And so I appreciate that thought. How many times have you heard me cry out? How many times have you heard me cry out, God? How many times and then the spirit of silence came over us yesterday in our prayer meeting. And then we couldn't cry anymore. We couldn't say anything more. It was kind of a done deal. We tried to explain it, of course. We knew the word enough that we could explain it. But it was like, okay, God, we just step back. I'm here. I can't cry out. I just can stand in the awe of the moment that when he just takes our heart and just says, hey, be quiet. Be still, know that I am God. The now God is in this room today. The God that wrote the Bible by inspiration in Hebrews 11 is in this room today. The God that cared so much that he took ordinary, sometimes very natural people. When we read the account of those in the Hall of Faith. And it tells us, what is faith? It is the confidence, assurance that when we hope for it, it's going to happen. Okay? Sounds simple. Okay? It is the evidence of things we cannot yet see. God gives his approval to people in days of old because of their faith. Now, I like the word now faith. And then he kind of explained it. Okay, it's hope. Man, I'm hoping for the best. I'm hoping for everything good. I'm hoping that, it's something like the flu. When I get the flu, you know what I love about that? Is when it's gone. You know, it's gone. Praise God. But as we stand in faith, as we just say, okay. Then he went, okay. And I preached a lot of messages on faith, but I don't think I've ever preached it like this, that all these people back in the Hall of Faith, is they were living their lives just like we're living our lives. You know, except it highlighted the toughest times when they needed God. I need you now. I can't, you know, like when David was facing Goliath, I have to have you now. I can't wait for tomorrow. I can't wait for yesterday. That's not going to help me. But in the realm of faith, and it's interesting that he went from that point, now faith, is a substance hoped for. Well, David, when he went out, he said, I need you now, God. You know, when Samson started pushing on the wall, he said, you know, I only need you one more time, because he thought he messed up enough, which he did. But it wasn't condemnation. It wasn't, well, you know, I didn't do it right, or, you know, the enemy's trying to get in there with condemnation. Hey, you know what? I need your strength now. I don't need it yesterday. I don't need it tomorrow. I need it right now. So these pillars come down. He killed more Philistines. He killed more enemy forces in that one act of calling on God in faith, and the pillars come down and destroyed the enemies of our lives. We have to understand there are enemies against us, and yet, you know, they might surround us, but we have an army surrounding them. And we've sang the songs and danced the dances, but you know, that's a real truth. The army of the Lord is in our corner. The army of the Lord is concerned about your plight today. And whatever you're going into, it might be the shadow of the valley of death, whatever you're going into, you will succeed. You will break through into the realm of the Spirit, because it's now faith. And if we can stand in the Word and believe that, we're going to be so blessed in the realms of those areas. Amen? Okay, so now faith, the substance of things hoped for. Love it. Hallelujah. Father, I thank you for the power of your Holy Spirit here. I thank you, Lord, for all the men and women in the household of faith in chapter 11. I thank you, Lord, for chapter 10 in Hebrews, where it talks about how we get there. It wasn't by works of righteousness, it was by the blood of Jesus Christ. He explained everything from the Old Testament, brought us to the New Testament, and said it's faith. And so today, I'm hoping that we're going to fight the good fight today.
Yes.
And I want to come up alongside you today. You know, I don't want to say a week from now I could probably do something. You know, I want to fight that good fight today, Jamie. You know, Bethany, she's not here. I want to fight the good fight with Bethany today. Yes. And then tomorrow. Because this thing's an everyday deal. We don't get a vacation. We don't want a vacation, because this stuff is so good. It's the stuff we can live on. It's the stuff that we breathe. And I don't know if I even want to do too much more areas of monkeying in this area, except I just believe that we need to go there now. Now, faith. Jamie, would you come? And those on the instruments, would you just come? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Jim and Mary, would you come and just stand here? Hallelujah. Jeff, would you come and just stand here with Danny? Hallelujah. Everybody has a story. I need you now. I need you now. This represents healing by the blood of Jesus Christ and by the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you go up there, expect to be mightily touched by the hand of God. This is God here with all of the purposes and the plan. I need you now. Faith now. Hallelujah.